Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this tradition, the Prophet says, when Allah wants to answer or respond to his servant, he allows him through divine succor to supplicate. This tradition is pointing towards a very important principle in Islamic spirituality, and that is the idea that supplication, dua, is the key to the granting of a request. Ad-dua miftahul ijaba. In other words, when we want to be granted a blessing, we have a request from God, we have a wish from God, and we want it to be granted, the key to that, to the procurement of that blessing or that request, is to supplicate to God, right? When we supplicate to God, God Almighty grants us the request that we have. In this blessed tradition, if we zoom in on it for a second, we see something very beautiful in this tradition, and that's that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alludes to the fact that God Almighty, even before the person wants to supplicate to, or has a desire from God, or has a wish from God, or has asked God for his request, God Almighty wants to respond to him. Meaning, the desire, or the, as we say in Arabic, the talab, it begins from God, not from the servant. This is very beautiful. God Almighty, he begins this interaction by wanting to respond to the servant. When he wants to respond to a servant and grant him a blessing, God Almighty then, and this is another beautiful thing that's been alluded to in this tradition, he allows the servant to supplicate to him. Meaning, God Almighty grants the person actually two blessings. First of all, the blessing of the tawfiq and the spiritual luck, you might say, we might translate it as, of supplicating and praying to God. Once the person supplicates to God, the second blessing that he is given is the fact that the person's request is granted, and God Almighty answers his supplication. Of course, we need to be aware that when we say that God Almighty responds to the person and answers his supplication, it doesn't mean that he necessarily gives him what he wants or what he's asking for. God Almighty always gives what is best for the person, and what is in his best interest, not necessarily what the person has asked for. In the same vein, and reflecting what we just mentioned, in a tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali that the Imam said, he who knocks on God's door, it is opened for him. This also reflects what we just mentioned in the tradition from what we narrated from the Prophet. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.